It is time for us to speak to Pat Pagano and get the weather forecast. Good morning there, Pat.
And a good morning to you. How is your weekend?
All right. Now, before we even get to it, I was getting all set on Sunday to watch your movie. And on the way home, our FM signal at WBSL, on my way home from work, we were not on the air. So I had to travel up to Sheffield, Massachusetts, and sit and look at a whole. Did you ever get and you look at the equipment and everything is operating perfectly? Everything appears to be operating perfectly.
So and now you're wondering why it's not working.
Well, not only is it, the transmitter was on the air, it was just dead silent, but everything was hooked up right. You know what I had to do? This was unbelievable. I had to unhook everything. Turn the power down and then turn it back and hook everything back up. And this is what I always do. It's like rebooting a computer, and all of a sudden it worked. But who knows with all this computer stuff? I just don't know.
I think it's interesting how, for some reason, you just something is not wanting you to see this movie.
Well, today I go home. Let's see here. Let me take a look at my schedule here. Today, actually, I go home at about 10:30. So I'll have plenty of time to do it today.
Oh, see, an early day today.
It appears to be that way. So okay. I'll have plenty of time to do it today. And who knows? You might even get a call from me today if I don't like it, chewing you out today.
Well, that's good because I don't want to influence you. But remember what I told you when this was done.
Yeah.
I said I was pleased. I said very pleased with the way it turned out, but it wasn't one of my favorites. And I was curious to see if you had the same opinion, because when my cousin and her husband got it and they watched it, she called me and she thought it was one of the best we have ever done. So what appears, you know, not the greatest to me is great to somebody else. And I said, I'd really be curious to see what Marshall thinks.
Well,
you may fall right in the middle. Who knows? I don't know.
I'm not the type of guy that falls right in the middle.
No, huh? You either like it or you don't like it.
Yeah. Now, speaking about like it or don't like it, before we get to the weather, the reviews on Godzilla are split 50-50.
Oh, you're kidding.
A lot of reviewers love it.
Yeah.
And a lot of them
do not.
They're getting tired of of all these monster movies and stuff like that, like the Avengers and stuff like that. But you know who liked it? Roger Ebert.
Ooh, he's a tough character.
Yeah, he liked it.
Really?
He said there were some problems with it. He said, but all in all, it was a fun, entertaining movie.
Wow, I didn't hear any results, but I know I've seen the the icon on Fire Stick.
Oh,
But you know as well as I do, that's not going to happen.
Oh, no, I pre-ordered it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I pre-ordered it. It's not going to it won't be out for a while. It won't be out for a while.
That's right.
On Fire Stick. But anyway, so that's it. And here at Lime Rock on Memorial Day weekend, there was a car that was it was the Godzilla car, because they had sponsored the car, so Godzilla was flying around Lime Rock Park on Memorial Day weekend.
Did you get to see it?
I got to see a picture of it, but I didn't get to see it.
Oh, no. You weren't there in person. Okay, well, that's a good thing.
So now, tell me about this weather.
I'll tell you about the weather. I'll tell you what I discovered, too, concerning movies. The weather, well, of course, we have this unseasonably
cool
pattern over us right now. But it'll change very quickly. But nevertheless, today what will happen, we start with sun. There'll be cloudy periods this afternoon with a cool wind, 65 to 70. Higher elevations may see a sprinkle. Tonight, clear and nippy, 40 to 45. So, what's your temperature now, Marshall? About 50, 51?
49. When I got up this morning, it was about 45 or 44 or 45,
A little bit cooler than that tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, sun will mix with clouds as a warm front moves our way, 65 to 70. That warm front will spill some showers into the area tomorrow night. It'll be hazy with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm on Wednesday, 75 to 80. Maybe a couple of showers, otherwise partly cloudy for Thursday, with high temperatures right around 80 degrees. And I think we'll be in the low 80s on Friday, fair skies. So not looking ahead to the weekend right now, because you know as well as I do, on a Monday, that could change. And this is our big weekend. We have our dinner dance, annual dinner dance at the lake, and it's in a new place for the first time in 20 years. So I'll be interested to see how that works out, because we have never, ever eaten there or been to an affair there. We're taking one of the members' opinions that it is a real nice place. We have 100 people coming, and we closed the reservations as of yesterday. We're not taking any more. So we have 100 people, and that's very successful. Usually they average 70, 75. This is going to be a good turnout. So that'll be this weekend. As far as the weather, there is a tropical disturbance in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, right between the Yucatan and Mexico. And it is moving northwestward, and it's going to bring more rain to Texas, which they don't need. So it won't become a tropical storm or hurricane. It'll just become another rain producer. And of course, that rain will spread up across Texas and into the plains, and they don't need it. What can I tell you? So it is hurricane season. It started June 1st. So we'll be tracking that for you. So here's what I discovered yesterday. You know, you have told me for a number of times, look at this movie, look at that movie. Every time I go on to Amazon, because I have Amazon Prime, and I try to get the movie, it gives me that stupid thing. Rent, for whatever it is, $2.99, $3.99, or buy, or
other
tickets, or take a 30-day trial with Amazon. I said to myself, what's the story here? I've been a Prime member since they started this. So I said, you know what, I'm going to call Amazon. So I called them. And she goes, okay, sir, hold on, and I'm going to give you to that department. And the lady got on. She was so nice. She said, go in front of your TV. She says, go into your settings and go down to settings and hit your account. And whose name is it under? So, a name that I never heard in my life. She said, change that. Put your email in, blah, 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 and your password. She says, click done. She says, and now go back to Prime, she said, and select anything you want. And I did, and it worked flawlessly. So now, Marshall, when you find a movie on Amazon Prime, you can let me know and I can watch it.
Here you go. I'll do that.
That was the reason.
I'll do that.
Yeah, so there we go. So you have a nice day. I hope you get to watch the movie. If you don't, no big deal, but at least you'll be home, hopefully. Let's knock on wood, folks, and he gets out of there on time.
That's right. And then I'll call you and let you know the verdict.
Okay, sounds good.
Thumbs up or thumbs down.
You got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye, Arthur.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.